This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
This episode of 20th Century Boy is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Head to manscaped.com and enter the code RADIOMIKE for 20% off your next purchase with free worldwide shipping. That's code RADIOMIKE with no spaces at manscaped.com for 20% off your next order. 20th Century Boy! Show your moves! Good news, everyone! Don't you know
what you see? I have Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Rocket Man. And this is the inside of my mind. Every episode I start with a new name, generally on the theme of RM. Because my real name is Radio Mike. Well, that's not my real name. Spoiler alert. My real name is actually Michael. My name isn't Radio Mike. I was not given that name at birth, but yeah, this week I went with Rocket Man. Feel free to send in alternative names for Mike to start this podcast with. I chose Rocket Man because I watched the movie Rocket Man with Elton John. Well, Elton John's not in the movie Rocket Man, but Elton John, the movie Rocket Man. Anyway, the movie Rocket Man is the story of Elton John. It's like the Bohemian Rhapsody for Elton John. Didn't think it was that good. And I realized I don't know that many Elton John songs. But anyway, we watched it. My name, of course, is Radio Mike, as I already explained. Young writer and producer from here in Australia, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life in your 20s. Sometimes it's easier than other times. At the moment, it's not too bad, to be honest. Having a pretty good time out of lockdown, as I said last week. Things are going really, really well. And I guess, as always on this podcast, I'd like to start things off by inviting you to do a 360 in the spot. 20th Century Boy is the world's only winnable podcast, or at least Australia's only, but I don't think there are any other winnable podcasts in the world. Do your 360 on the spot, because if you do a 360 spin on the spot right now and happen to see me in the flesh, congratulations, you just won this podcast. Come up to me, announce that you've won. There is a prize, which is only revealed to the winner, but as I've said many times, if you do win the podcast does end forever. It's an unfortunate reality of winning the podcast, but no one's won it yet, so luckily the podcast is continuing. And also, you can't not win to save the podcast. The way I see it, this podcast is a game, you're all playing, and if one of you wins the podcast ends forever. I'm not crossing my fingers hoping someone wins. I want to keep doing the podcast, but I mean, if someone by chance wins, then I guess that just is what it is. Let's start this week, but we do have a lot to get into, particularly a bunch of stuff around Grilled and, of course, Christmas naming and shaming, but let's just start off. Radio B on YouTube. Welcome to the radio family. Sorry, I didn't have the fader up. Radio B on YouTube sent a message in. Just did my 360. No mic as far as I can tell. However, it is late and very dark in my room, so it's hard to know for sure. I will never be in your room in the middle of the night. It's highly, highly unlikely. Well, no, I never will. Not appropriate in any sense. I never will be. So that probably wasn't me, Radio B. Well, in fact, it definitely wasn't me. Few little announcements. A lot of people have been complaining. Well, not complaining, but a lot of people have been talking for a while about how on podcast apps, only like the most recent 100 episodes of this podcast show up. You can't listen to all the episodes. I finally fixed this. I figured out how to fix it. And it's all sorted now. So now I'm pretty sure every episode of the podcast is available to listen to. So if you haven't been able to start from the start of season one, my personal recommendation is to skip season one. I really cringe at it. I don't like it at all. I don't know why. It has its fans, but I cringe a lot at that season. I was a really different person then. And I cringe a lot at the content I made, but I think it is pretty funny. There's some funny moments, and I'm sure if I listen back to it, I wouldn't think it was as bad as I remember it being. But yeah, you can start from season one from the very start and listen all the way through now if you want. That is finally fixed. And all it took, you'd be surprised. It literally just took one email to the help form of Omni, which is the company that hosts my podcast, and they fixed it within like literally 5 minutes. So thanks to those guys. As well as that, always at the start of this podcast, I do a shameless plug for my Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike, 2 bonus podcasts, 1 every week. Generally, we try to have 1 every week. Sometimes if me and Pat are really busy, it's a little bit harder. So at least every fortnight, there will be a bonus pod. We are doing our best to get the 1 a week. We reached 40 Patreons this week. 40 Patreons. This is huge. I can't believe there's 40 people who listen to my stuff or watch my stuff who have gotten on board the Patreon. Again, as little as $1 a month, which is $12 a year, which is 3 coffees a year with me, three-ish coffees. If you'd get coffee with me and hang out 3 times a year, maybe subscribe to the Patreon. It really helps. Every dollar genuinely just really helps me to pay Pat to keep making clips for the podcast, which help get more people listening to the podcast. Again, as I've said, I'm not trying to be a millionaire off making this podcast. If I am, it's definitely stupid because it's not going to happen anytime soon. I've run the numbers, I know. But just by giving $12 in a year, you can go a long way to just helping me just pay to host the podcast online. Pay to maintain the equipment I use. One of my XLR cords broke, so I have to buy another one. You know, if you give $1 a month, that pays for some of that stuff. So just to keep the lights running here and keep me able to do all this stuff. So thank you so much. The newest 4 patrons I'll read out, we have Shauna Chadwick, Judd Speedy, Samantha Milne, and Timmy Dibbs. Thank you so much for jumping on the Patreon. That means a whole lot. And a review, another thing I've said last week is the best way to support this podcast is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you don't want to support monetarily. Loved this from Timmy Dibbs. If you're searching for a podcast to binge, look no further. Hearing Mike's take on pop culture and current events, weaved with wit and comedy, is a pleasure to listen to. He's built a great community and listener participation through his Instagram, email, or even his hilariously numbered crowdfunded hotline. Don't stress when you're up to date with this pod. He has plenty of other content for you to consume with Harry Potter and the Boys and the Patreon episodes. 5 stars, even with his putrid view on Christmas. Thank you so much. Appreciate the support. Did get one crazy message on the YouTube clip. All of these go up in full on my YouTube channel, radio.mike. Again, if you subscribe there, that also helps. We get a little bit of money sometimes from YouTube. Radio Hayden. Love all the listeners of this show, but Radio Hayden left a comment on the video. And this really alarmed me, essentially because he sent this comment and it says, "I would buy official Radio Mike / Grilled merch," right? So what is he was saying, like, because obviously I talk about Grilled on this podcast a lot. He's like, "Oh, I would totally buy Mike / Grilled merch." And I just thought to myself, and if you're a long-term listener of this show, please let me know. You guys know there already exists Mike / Grilled merch. I've done so many episodes plugging to death the merch that I made, the Mike and Grilled merch. I thought I was plugging it every episode, letting everyone who listens to the podcast know that there is Mike / Grilled merch at radiomike.com.au/merch. And Hayden commented, "I would totally buy some." And I linked it to him. And he's like, "Wow, I've never made a purchase faster." So this is just a PSA for my own peace of mind. If you want to buy merch for this show, there is a bunch of merch on my website, radiomike.com.au. Even buying merch really goes a long way. I don't make much out of the t-shirts, but there is a Mike'd t-shirt. There's a bunch of burger tote bags. Great design done by one of the listeners. Check them out. They're pretty cheap at the moment. I'm going to put a discount code in the Discord for this podcast this week. So there'll be a little merch sale this week. Pick up a shirt. There's not just the Grilled shirts. There is the Haunted House shirt. I sold one of those this week. Great design as well by Pat. And as well as that, the Lovable Nerd t-shirt. There are stickers. Go and grab yourself some merch. Discount code going in the Discord. Message me if you want to get in the Discord. So yeah, please. I was really shocked when Radio Hayden said that he wasn't aware that there was merch, because I feel like I try to peddle the merch in every episode. That is how you can support this podcast. Of course, I want to do a quick plug. That's all right. I won't do a quick plug. Let's just go into trivia question of the week. Didn't make an opener for this. I think I've said for the past month I'll make an opener. And then I think last week I put it to you guys to make an opener. Someone sent one. which was just stupid, and I'm not going to put it on the show, unfortunately. But last week's trivia question of the week, they're usually pop culture centric, but I try to mix them up. Last week's question, and you can answer the question on 1-800-438-353, the aforementioned phone number of the show that Timmy Dibbs mentioned in his review. Last week's question was, which American sitcom theme song begins with the lyrics, "Good morning, USA"? Which American theme song, which American sitcom theme song begins with the lyrics, "Good morning, USA"? Radio Daniel sent in an answer. Thank you, Radio Daniel.
Hi, Radio Mike. It's Radio Daniel here. Just signing off on the trivia question. I believe the answer is American Dad. Thanks for that. Good luck. Love you.
Yeah, good for you to use both of the preferred sign-offs of the show. And of course, he is correct. It is one of the... I feel like this is one of the most mocked TV shows of all time, but American Dad.
Good morning, USA. I got a feeling that it's gonna be a wonderful day.
Unpopular opinion, I actually think that... I know I've done a bunch of episodes of this podcast talking about the best TV theme songs of all time. I genuinely do. I'm not being facetious. I think the American Dad theme song is one of the best theme songs of all time. Like, listen to it.
Good morning, USA. I've got a feeling that it's gonna be a wonderful day. The sun in the sky has a smile on his face, and he's shining a salute to the American race.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh boy, it's swell to say, good morning, USA.
Love it. There you go, guys. Name another podcast that will sing the entire American Dad theme song. Name one. Go ahead. I challenge you. That's your challenge for this week. Give me another podcast that will sing the entire American Dad theme song. Also wanted to play this one. Came in from Radio Grape. Here's Radio Grape. He got the correct answer.
Hello, Mikey. It is Radio Grape here. The answer to this week's trivia question is American Dad. Thanks. Get fucked.
Sorry. This made me laugh so much. Thank you for contributing, Radio Grape. Welcome to the radio family. I always find it... I think it's really funny when children swear. Like, I just think... Listen to it again.
Hello, Mikey. It is Radio Grape here. The answer to this week's trivia question is American Dad. Thanks. Get fucked.
It's funny because in society, right, when you're a kid, you can't, you know, you can, but it's hard to see like an R-rated movie. You know, when I was growing up, you couldn't see an R-rated movie. The internet wasn't huge, right, when I was a kid. But now you listen to a podcast that encourages you. Like, I reckon... Radio Grape, what are you must be like 13 years old, maybe 14, maybe younger, and you're on a podcast that encourages people to sign off on voice messages with "get fucked." Love that. I think that's why South Park is so popular. Like, it's so funny to just hear children swearing heaps because they, like, I love that. That made my day, Radio Grape. Trivia question for next week. Taking less of, well, I guess it is kind of popular culture, but here's the question. Remember, call 1-800-438-353 to get involved. Send in your best answer, even if you don't know the correct answer. The question is, which politician famously campaigned with the slogan, "Yes, we can"? Which politician famously campaigned with the slogan, "Yes, we can"? Send in your best answer. Guys, I'm going to take a quick break from the podcast to let you know about this week's sponsor on the show, Manscaped. Manscaped are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, and girls too. You can get this if you're a girl. This is, in my hands, the Lawnmower 4.0. Take a listen to this. This is an electric razor, best for shaving your downstairs region. Guys and girls, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here, okay? You might not know this, but it's actually very important, right? When you're... A lot of people who listen to this podcast, you're young, you're dating. You know, you're going on dating apps, you're meeting people, you're going out a lot, you're having a good time. You know,
That's what being in your 20s is all about. Make sure when it happens, you're well-groomed with the Lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped. Use code RADIOMIKE with no spaces at the checkout for 20% off your next purchase. That's code RADIOMIKE, 20% off your next purchase. This is the Lawnmower 4.0, as I said. This is an amazing tool. I used it to shave my own balls. And you know what? It was actually a really easy, nice shave. It was really good compared to, guys, we've all done it, using a manual razor on your balls. It's determined, destined to fail. You end up with little cuts. You don't want cuts on your balls, especially if you're going on a date and you might get lucky. And guys, as well as girls, you know, if you're having a sexual experience with someone, I can tell you from my experience particularly, I think a lot of women are really impressed when a man has a well-groomed groin region. That's how low the bar of entry is. Just doing a little bit of cleanup with the Lawnmower 4.0 can actually really help you. Be more attractive. Use the Lawnmower 4.0. Shave yourself downstairs. Manscaped.com, code RADIOMIKE. As well as that, there's also other items like the Weed Whacker, which is a nose and ear trimmer. Get all those nose hairs out. Get all those ear hairs out if you have them. You also get a ball toner, ball deodorant to put on your balls, smell good for other people to smell them. As well as the Tool Shed, which is a travel bag. If you're going interstate or overseas, you can take all this stuff in this great travel bag. It's really good. Makes it very hard to cut yourself and hurt yourself shaving. It makes it very hard to get ingrown hairs, which we all know are a huge pain. So please, manscaped.com, use code RADIOMIKE at the checkout for 20% off your purchase, Lawnmower 4.0 or any other product you want. I love this. And the other thing I really like about it is just it's actually really slick. Like, it's just a very small, compact device. It sits on a wireless charger as well. It sits in my bathroom. It's really easy to use and it's really comfortable. Manscaped.com, Radio Mike, no spaces at the checkout for 20% off your next order. Let's get back to the show. Support the brands that support the show. Here we go. Got a great surprise over at 1-800-43-8353 this week in the voice bank, because the best friend of the show doesn't appear on the show as much these days. If you're a long-term listener of the show, you will know since 2019, Radio Nacho Cheese has been the best friend of the show. It all started when he used to just write into the show, leave voice messages to the show every week, just wishing all of us a good day. We loved him. He started doing a weekly segment, then it became monthly. And now just from time to time, we hear from Nacho. He gives us little nuggets about what he's been up to. He's anonymous. We don't know his true identity. He's given us hints of his identities from time to time, of his single identity from time to time. But we do not know the true identity of Radio Nacho Cheese. There's been several probes into this. We've never figured it out. But Nacho Cheese hit me up on the voice line with such a great message that I want to respond to. So, Nach, take it away, please.
Mikey, Nacho here, mate. It's 8:45 on a Saturday morning here. Raining in Melbourne, but
really
that's all
good. Really sets the scene. Really sets
the scene. Hey, listen, mate, just had a couple of things to say to you. One, last time I called you, asked if I was still preparing that big thing. Yeah, I am. I am preparing something big. So I'll send it through maybe for one of the last shows of the year. Two, I thought you could appreciate this. I've had this random earworm since I was 12 years old, so nearly 14 years. Mm. And I thought it was just a song I made up. But I finally Googled the lyrics. Turns out it was some obscure song that didn't really ring any bell, but all my lyrics were there. So it must have come from that.
That's so weird.
And as someone that's had an earworm yourself, I thought you would appreciate that. And lastly, I had another point for you, Mike. Now, most of us in our real life, let's say my name was Peter. I would never say the word Peter as an object, if that makes sense. But for you... You say the word mic, like, oh, my mic's not turned on. Is that weird for you? Because I feel for a lot of people, they wouldn't be like, oh, my Peter's not on. So, yeah, just wondering if it's weird to hear the word mic all the time, even though it's not spelt the same. But, yeah, people are basically using your name all the time. So, anyway, much love to the family, and I'll catch us next time. Bye-bye.
Now, that is just such a insightful and philosophical message. First of all, disappointed, Nacho, that you brought up the topic of an earworm, like teased us with that. I thought you were going to sing the earworm and we had to guess what song it was. Now we don't know. So please ring back, hum or sing the earworm for us.
so we know what it is and we can guess. Of course, my earworm for 15 years was this song. Chiquitita, you and I know. But we resolved it, well, I resolved it this year by actually learning all the words to the song Chiquitita by ABBA. Learning it and performing it on this podcast, that's in an episode many weeks ago. If you are new to the podcast, welcome, go and check out that episode, my favourite song. And yeah, you didn't give us the earworm, but then that question really, you know, really blew me away. Do I find it weird? I think it's heightened by the fact that I work in the industry that I do, like radio and podcasting. Obviously, microphones, aka mics, are big deals. You know, you kind of need one to broadcast. Do I find it weird? No, I don't find it weird. Interesting you use the example Peter. I'm wondering if I was going to say I'll rule that out as your name. But then the more I think about it, maybe you're trying to double blind us by being like, oh, let's say my name was Peter. Maybe your name is Peter and you're just trying to, you know, lead us in the wrong direction there. I'll leave that. Do I find it weird when people say Mike a lot? No. But I'll tell you what I actually do find weird. Sometimes people in conversation, like around my work, sometimes they will just casually, because it is an actual thing you'd say, will say like, oh, and then we can get a radio mic and put it in, use that to record. Oh, let's get a radio mic. Oh, what podcast mic do you use, right? That's when it is weird. The word mic isn't, but when people actually happen to say radio mic, as in a microphone for radio, I do find that, because I've now basically gotten to the point where if someone says radio mic, I'll respond, right? If it's now like, that is like my name or my stage name. The thing that I find is weird is my name is Mike Liberale, Michael Joseph Liberale. And my surname Liberale is not a very common surname, particularly in Australia. I'm pretty sure like there's not many Liberales here in Australia. There's a few, but not many. And I'm sure in Italy there's a bunch. But yeah, I've always found it weird for other people who have really common names. Like for me, I'm pretty sure I'm the only Michael Liberale in the world. Whereas there's some people who are like, for example, Will Anderson. There's probably heaps of William Andersons in the world. But yeah, for me, it's just, there's probably no, I find that weird. I'm the only Mike Liberale in the world, I would say. Like Andy Lee. There's probably heaps of Andy Lees. Probably heaps of them. But yeah, I think I'm the only Mike. That's what I find weird. But thank you for the discussion, Ratio Nacho Cheese. Totally unrelated to anything this podcast has ever talked about. And I like that. If anyone just has a random question like that, I would absolutely love for you to send in your question and I'll answer it in as much or as little detail as I see fit. Also, Radio Nacho Cheese again teased to the fact that he is working on something big for the show, which is so exciting. I don't know when the show will finish up for the year, probably as close to Christmas as possible. So, and then I might take 2 weeks off over Christmas, New Year's from all podcasts. So I think most people will, but yeah. Thank you, Nacho Cheese, for getting involved. 1-800-438-353 is the phone number. Guys, I mentioned last week, after a long and tumultuous journey with the Grilled Corporation, Grilled Mike t-shirts available at radiomike.com.au/merch. Thank you, Hayden. Pick one up. They're cheap. They're great shirts, good quality. They fit really nice. Anyway, Grilled officially approached me to sponsor the show. Grilled have officially approached me. We have officially collaborated with Grilled. They sent me on a mission to one of their stores, and they wanted me to test out one of their new burgers, the Impossible Burger, which is a burger with a vegan patty that is supposed to taste exactly like beef. It's supposed to be almost impossible, hence the name, to tell if it's beef. Me and Pat decided to head out to Grilled, have a little adventure while we did it, and I wanted to, here's how it all started off.
Pat, we are about to head to grilled Mooney Ponds, the closest grilled, according to Google Maps, to my house, because this week on the podcast, we are officially sponsored by Grilled. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. I got to be honest, I didn't see this coming. It came to me as quite a surprise, but I'm very happy and excited nonetheless. How are you feeling, Mike?
I'm feeling really good. So I should describe to the listeners what the actual Grilled sponsorship is all about. Do you want to know about it?
Yeah, I think me and the listeners would love to know.
In all seriousness, this actually does sound like it actually does sound cool, right? And you know, this show has a long and tumultuous history with Grilled Corporation, but we are currently totally on Grilled side. Like, at the moment, we love Grilled, right?
Oh yeah, we love Grilled. Love Grilled here.
And you know, maybe in the past we didn't, and that's what started this whole Grilled thing, but at one point, I did become the unofficial ambassador for Grilled. I am now, at least for this week only, the official Grilled ambassador for this. So Grilled have launched, Australia-wide, the Impossible Burger, right? They reckon that it's a vegan burger, but they reckon that the vegan beef patty is so impossible to distinguish between a real grilled beef patty and the impossible beef patty that we're both going to get a impossible burger and a grilled normal, whatever their normal burger is, right? And we're going to taste them side by side and see if we can tell the difference between the vegan one and the grilled normal one. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I've heard a bit about the impossible burger. Initially I thought, oh, it's like something similar, but then I saw, oh no, it's the actual impossible burger, which to my knowledge, I'm not sure if that's ever been, if that's ever come out in the Australian market, but I'm, regardless of its status, I'm very excited to try at Grilled today.
So there's a lot of impossible stuff happening at the moment, right? Grilled's done the impossible burger. I've become an official Grilled ambassador, also something we until now thought was impossible. It has happened. So both Grilled and Radio Mike Productions are doing the impossible right now. This is huge, and stick with us. We are en route. We probably started recording earlier than we needed to because we're literally like 1 minute into the drive and we're nowhere near the Grilled, so we might stop recording now and pick it back up after we get the burgers or when we get to the Grilled.
Guys, I bet you're probably thinking, Mike, come on. Grilled, are they being serious? Is the impossible burger really that impossible? Is it really hard to tell if it's beef or not? And you will get those answers, right? And I recommend, like, pick up an impossible burger and try for yourself. It is quite a nice burger. But what is really important is the journey that Pat and I took getting to Grilled was almost as impossible as the journey of having the impossible burger itself. We had a great time. And here's what happened when Pat and I went to Grilled to pick up the new impossible burger.
G'day, Mike.
Nope, I pressed the wrong buttons. Sorry, guys, I pressed the complete wrong button. Here's what actually happened. Even though we thought that Grilled would be a quick drive away, we were actually stuck in traffic and got caught behind a red light. So, to lift our spirits, I decided it would be a good idea to put on some music for us to get in the zone for Grilled. And what better way to do that than with this song?
Why'd you have to go away from home, me love? Oh, 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 why'd you have to go away from home, me love?
We were really getting hyped for Grilled, so we continued singing Me Love by Sean Kingston, objectively one of the best songs ever written.
I feel like I'm drowning in the ocean, somebody come and take me away.
And as the drive went on, we paid tribute to some of the songs that made this show what it was in 2021.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side?
There's this movie that I think you like. This guy decides to quit his job and it's to New York City. All alone.
Up and gone. Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection. the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
All right, we've listened to three songs. We've just hit another red light. We're still probably 5 minutes away. Pat, do you have anything you want to put on?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, why'd you have to go away from home?
We should release these covers as like a bonus, like the patrons. Like, we'll, like the Pat and Mike carpool tapes.
Let's do that next time.
Okay.
When we finally arrived at our destination, we parked nearby and made our way onto the main road, Puckle Street in Moonee Ponds, only to find something that was incredibly disturbing.
Okay, guys, we've just arrived at Grilled. We're now on the footpath. I was going to say two of my biggest hates in the world are side by side here, because there's a Grilled, which I don't hate anymore, can't stress that enough, and then we're currently standing in front of a Christmas tree, can you just check the date, Pat? Because is that the date there?
10th of November.
Why would there be a big Christmas tree here? That seems strange to me.
You could say that. I mean, look, there's many things you could argue each way, but like, I think what's important is that we're here at Grilled. We're here to try the Impossible Burger.
If we're talking impossible, I guess I thought it was impossible for someone to have a Christmas tree up halfway through November, or not even. But, you know, like we said in the car, today is full of impossibles. So let's go and order the burger.
So, wearing my official mic'd t-shirt, which is for at least this week an official piece of Grilled merchandise, I walked into the store and I ordered the burgers. Then we headed off onto the long car ride home.
We're now going to make the long journey home to eat the burgers and do the taste test. But, you know, we might just fast forward the drive, because I don't think anything too good's going to happen.
Oh, why'd you have to go away from home, me love?
When we finally got home to my house, the moment of truth arrived. It was time to taste Grilled's impossible beef patty alongside one of their normal real beef patties and see if I could tell the difference. Huge.
All right, Pat, we obviously did try the burgers. Couldn't tell which one was beef and which one was vegan, so that's something. Gotta say, both of them, surprisingly good burgers. For Grilled. Really liked them.
Good
had
job.
Had a really good time eating them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Good job, Grilled.
Well, thanks for sponsoring the show, Grilled. Keen to, we'll send you an invoice.
There you go. It was an amazing journey. Heaps of fun. Loved it a lot. Thank you so much to Grilled for giving us that fun little project to do. We had a great time. And yeah, the Impossible Burger actually is really nice. Like I actually was pleasantly surprised by one, how much like real beef it tasted, and two, just that it was a really nice burger, which historically for me is rare from Grilled. So there you go. I actually think Grilled, I'm just going to say, I think when I started this tirade all those months ago about Grilled, I actually think all of my negative experiences with Grilled are actually just based around the chips and the herb salt, whatever that weird herb salt you put in is. So I actually think the burgers at Grilled are pretty good. That being said, Grilled, you might be kind of annoyed by this, but we did film ourselves eating. So, you know, after all this time, Grilled finally jumps on board this podcast and my content to get involved with the Impossible Burger, to get involved with the show, and, you know, finally takes a chance on us. Me and Pat film ourselves eating and comparing the burgers. When I go to edit it and post it on Instagram to, you know, share the fact that we did it, I've deleted the footage. I've lost the footage where we actually eat the burgers we bought from Grilled. That footage just doesn't exist. I don't know where it is. We definitely filmed it. I've tried every SD card. I've lost the footage. Apologies in advance, Grilled. If you sponsor us again, we will definitely go out and do it again and film it again and not lose the footage. I did lose the footage, but the burgers are good. So thanks again, Grilled, and apologies for losing the actual evidence that we did this. We did do it, I promise. But yeah, apologies. I must have accidentally deleted it. Okay. There is a couple more things I want to do on the show today. Including one thing that, to be honest, I don't know how people are going to respond to this, because I think I vowed that we would never do this segment on the show ever again at one point. But I was sent in something interesting from Radio Mitch. Welcome to the radio family. Look, if you're a long-time listener of the show, what I'm about to do is probably going to shock you a lot. But for the first time in a very long time, and this might lead to instant regret on next week's episode, we're doing one of these.
Radio Mike's Rhyme Crime.
We're doing a rhyme crime. This is a segment that dates back to the earliest days of the show, and it has an incredibly tumultuous past, much like my experience with the Grilled Burger Chain Corporation. Tumultuous. Rhyme Crime, in its original inception, was a segment in which we took artists who were rhyming the same word with the same word. My original example was Eminem's The Way I Am, in which he rhymes am with am four times. I am whatever I say I am. If I wasn't, the why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. This was hotly debated by many listeners of the podcast for many weeks, particularly Rhyme Cop Brody, one of the most passionate objectors to this segment, who claimed that in fact, way I am, day I am, say I am, and way I am are the rhymes, not am, 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 am. And as a group, we kind of ended up agreeing with that. So then we stopped doing the segment for a while. And then a while later, we brought it back. But this time, instead of doing the same word rhymes, I think we were doing words that don't actually rhyme, but the artist has twisted the word to make it sound like it rhymes. And I think one of the examples of that was Amy Shark's I Said Hi, where the words are, tell them all I said hi, have a nice day, I'll be just fine, don't worry about me. But she sings it as don't worry about May. Don't worry about May, to rhyme with day. And we called that a rhyme crime. Again, people couldn't agree on that. We had a channel in the Discord to discuss rhyme crimes. We could never get around it. No one could ever agree. We could never figure out the rules. And yeah, it was just a mess. It was honestly just a mess for everyone. Why have I decided to bring it back? I did vow that we would never bring it back, and I'm currently going directly against that vow. And here we are. We are going to do it. I'm deep into it. Well, Mitch sent something in, and it's a song by Blink-182, one of my favorite bands of all time. I've spoken about them on this podcast before. They've had a rhyme crime in the past. We actually did persecute them for this one on one of their new tracks, Dark Side.
She's a girl dressed in black from another world. Lives and breathes like a girl from another world.
So I don't know where we landed with this. I assume we didn't land anywhere with it because often we just, no one could unanimously agree, but I would call that a rhyme crime. He has rhymed another world with another world. There was a clause we had, which was a repetition clause, where if you're repeating the same phrase over and over again, that is not a rhyme crime. But I would say that this is not that, right?
She's a girl dressed in black from another world, lives and breathes like a girl from another world.
It's not a repetition. That, to me, is a rhyme crime. Don't know where we stand on that now, but the song that Mitch has sent in is actually one of my favorite and most underrated Blink-182 singles, Man Overboard. This isn't the rhyme crime, but here's just a sample of the song. I actually think there's some great rhymes there in that verse, right? Like, let's take some time to talk this over. You're out of line and rarely sober. We can't depend on your excuses because in the end it's effing useless. Great rhyming there by Mark Hoppus. Some really good rhymes. It's in the second verse, actually, that, well, Mitch points out one rhyme crime that fits into the original rhyme crime category, which is where you're rhyming the same word with the same word. But what I realize is that this verse actually implements both that form of rhyme crime and the rhyming words that don't actually rhyme version of rhyme crime. It's a double rhyme crime of both criteria, right? So I thought this might up the stakes and make people more inclined to believe that this is a rhyme crime. And, you know, I love Blink-182. You don't protect your own when it comes to rhyme crimes. Everyone is equal in the eyes of rhyme crime law. Here's the portion of the song. Take a listen. There's two rhyming segments. Have a listen to it.
I remember shots without a chaser. After my thoughts, Now you're a stranger, cover up the scars. Put on your game face, left you in a bar. Try and save face.
Wow. Heaps going on there. So the one that Mitch pointed out was the second half of that verse where he says, no, put on your game face, left you in the bar to try and save face. So I was a little bit objected to it, to be honest, because it's game face, save face. So face and face definitely rhymes, but I guess under Brody's law, people would say that it was game face and save face are rhyming, right? Save face, game face. But turn your attention to the first half again. I remember shots without a chaser. Absent-minded thoughts. Now you're a stranger. Chaser. Stranger. Chaser. Stranger. Is that... do they rhyme? I guess they do rhyme, but the sounds of the words are different. One more time, which one's worse, and are either of these rhyme crimes? I'm opening it back up.
I remember shots without a chaser, absent-minded thoughts, you're a stranger, the scars, try and game face, left you in the bar, to try and save face, you can only lead.
That's the next part. I really like this song. Let me know. I hate to open it up again, but I want some discussion on this. I want a verdict on this. Is this the rhyme crime to end all rhyme crimes? I actually think, now that I've said that, I've forgotten, but I do think I have said the words rhyme crime to end all rhyme crimes in the past. And I think that it might have been the last time I said we're never doing it again because this is the final rhyme crime. Maybe we open up rhyme crime again. I don't know, but that's what's going on in my head at the moment. Are Blink-182 guilty of another rhyme crime? Is this the next rhyme crime to end all rhyme crimes? Let's quickly do one of these.
Christmas name and shame.
A lot of disgusting behavior happening all around the world, and it has officially gotten to the point, just fading down this music, it has officially gotten to the point where... Sorry, guys, I've still got it stuck in my head. It's officially gotten to the point where I think I am getting too many Christmas name and shames, which is a reflection of this being an epidemic. Christmas is not celebrated in November. Don't forget that. It's celebrated specifically in December. I've asked you guys to name and shame, and again, they have come over from all around the world, mainly Australia, but a couple from around the world. Radio Dennis sent in Herne Bay Railway Station in Kent, southeast England. They have tinsel and fake snow. That is desperate. Fake snow, Herne Bay Railway Station. What the heck? That is actually excessive. If I went out today and I saw somewhere shooting fake snow out of a machine, I would kick the machine, like in anger. Thanks to Radio Ellie, Taylor Square in Sydney, at least a month early, has a huge Christmas tree. I was in the city on the weekend. Similar to you, Ellie, massive, massive Christmas tree in Federation Square. Looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It looks beautiful, but it's November. Radio Snake, he just said his local shops at Kapalaba, Queensland, has a singer singing carols, which he says should be illegal in November, and quite frankly, I agree. Thank you, Snake. Radio Uncle Drew, Richmond, New South Wales, huge Christmas tree. God, where do they even get all these Christmas trees? Waratah Kmart in New South Wales from Radio Cooper. Christmas decorations are up. Unfortunately, I do not have photos to show because I was so disgusted when I saw them. I immediately threw up and got out of there as fast as I could. Thank you, Cooper. That is the correct response. That is the correct response to seeing Christmas decorations in November. Had a really personal one from Radio DJ Marky Mark. He's a longtime listener of the show. He sent me an alarming message. Mike, SOS. I went for a nap and came out and my wife has decorated for Christmas. I don't know what to do. Unfortunately, I've advised him on the correct steps, which would be to immediately get a divorce and end the relationship. And that is a tricky situation. Jeremy, welcome to the radio family. QV Melbourne, huge Christmas tree. It's disgusting. Hate that for you. Luke Bushell, welcome to the radio family. Woolworths Mornington. God, it's made its way all the way to the coast here in Victoria. Heaps of Christmas decorations. Oh, hey, if you're planning to fly out of Australia or fly out of Victoria because of all the Christmas decorations in November, Don't get too ahead of yourself, because Radio Big Fella says Lamana in Essendon Airport has Christmas decorations inside and a giant Christmas arch on the way in. Kylie, Woolworths DY in Sydney, huge mutated Santa arch that genuinely just looks like Santa is dying. Horrible. Marcus, Radio Marcus, Camden, New South Wales. He says, hey, Mike, sorry to give this extremely bad news to you, but the town of Camden have already put up their ginormous Christmas tree in the middle of the town. Name and shame, guys, send them in. From Radio Max, Hill Street Grocer, Blackmans Bay, Tasmania. Even off the mainland, they're doing it. Christmas shame list. Hill Street Grocer, playing Mariah Carey's Christmas album to ruin my day makes me sick. I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope you didn't vomit like Cooper, who immediately threw up. That's my favorite reaction. And of course, I actually got one to the Gmail, radiomikepod@gmail.com. Feel free to submit them there. Radio Lottie did that. Disappointed to report that Belconnen Westfield in Canberra, that's the capital city of Australia, is doing this shit. They had carol singers performing on stage on Saturday morning. Disgusting. Thank you, Lottie. And Radio Connie from the UK took a picture of her watching, well, I hope unwillingly watching because it was on TV, a Christmas episode of The Simpsons was airing on TV in the UK. Now, if that's not taking things too far, I don't know what is. Guys, all right, I have a feeling this is going to be a really long episode, but I can't be sure. But just a couple more things before we finish. I'm going to try and speed through them. First of all, someone is imitating me on Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Online. Gordon Shaw, welcome to the Radio Family, sent me a screenshot. He's playing Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Online. And someone who is playing as the character Peach and coming last in every race, according to these screenshots, is playing under the name Radio Mike. That is not me. I don't have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I am and have always been a Crash Team Racing guy. I've not played Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. If you see someone on Switch online playing Mario Kart 8 Deluxe as Peach with the name Radio Mike, it is not me. I'm telling the truth. It is not me. So I just wanted to do a shout out to that. I am not playing Mario Kart online. So if it's not me, don't send screenshots of me losing in Mario Kart because it's not me playing. It's some guy pretending to be me. No idea who it is. And it did give me this idea. I do want to have a Radio Family Smash Bros. Night. So if you play Super Smash Bros. And you are interested in playing against me and jumping online and playing some games of Smash Bros. With people who play this game, that listen to this podcast, and I might stream it on YouTube. That would be really fun, but I want to organize it. So let me know. Slide into my DMs if that's something that's interesting to you. Another very quick one. I was talking to a girl on Hinge this week, and another little quick one. I really want to do some goal checking of the show. Earlier in the year, we set some really ambitious goals for this show, most of which have not been completed. But here are just a few of them. One was to complete the Pilkey bibliography, which was where I read every Dav Pilkey book, the creator of Captain Underpants. Still want to do that, so I might try and binge read all of them in the next week, because when I set this goal, I bought the entire collection. So I might try and binge read them. They're pretty easy books. Go to Wonderland, the abandoned theme park in Sydney. I will be in Sydney early next year to record more Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project. So I might do that then. I might actually go. Gumballorama was this idea we had where we wanted to empty a gumball dispenser, get all the gumballs out just by putting coins in. Still want to do that. Might be a 2022 thing though. So let's keep an eye on that. The MDF Sting. Long-term listeners of the show would have heard before we went into lockdown, me and Harrison, the MDF manager, new listeners of the show, you won't get this, but I'm saying it anyway. We were going to do an MDF sting at Dan Murphy's in Kew. Still want to do that at some point, hopefully soon. And of course, the gathering at Chicken Episode 2.5, the second best chicken in Kensington. That'll be the first podcast meetup. Would love as many people there as possible. The date I am proposing for that is the 17th of December. That's a Friday night. The week before that, the 10th, 11th, 12th, the weekend before that, that's tough for me because my brother's birthday is the 10th. My birthday is the 12th. So I don't really want to do it that weekend because I know I'll have heaps of family stuff on. So the 17th would be really good. So that's where I'm going to tentatively set it. It might be a bit close to Christmas, but luckily it will be Christmas, not Gnomus then. So we can actually have it as a little podcast Christmas party. Let me know if that date works for you. And quickly, let's wrap up with this.
The plug.
This is just where I plug all the stuff I've been doing. And the main plug for this week, huge, huge news. Harry Potter and the Boys, book one, Harry Potter and the Boys, is complete. Ryan Shelton was my guest on the final chapter of that book, which was called Chapter 32, The End, with a question mark, which we talked about at length. Wow, this series has been so fun. It started on this podcast. It's a spin-off of this podcast, and I can't believe we finished the first book. We will launch into the second book very, very soon. I flicked through the first few chapters. It's really fun, so I'm enjoying... I'm really excited, I guess, to get people in recording book two of Harry Potter and the Boys later in the year. It's going to be really, really good. And yeah, Ryan was great, always so generous with his time, always so fun and funny. Here's a little grab from that. Hey, I forgot to ask you, what house do you think you'd be in? Do you know
what are the other two?
Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
You'd be in Hufflepuff.
Well, I don't
that's
even know
the
what
loser
they are.
House.
Yeah, that feels right for me.
No, you'd be probably a Ravenclaw.
What's Ravenclaw like?
They're the intelligent house.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you'd be in
what
that.
What would you be?
I reckon I'd be a Ravenclaw. I do. I've said it before on the pod. But
it's probably Ravenclaw is the intelligent, brilliant, smart,
awesome
fun,
house.
Good looking, sexy house. So I think I'd be probably Ravenclaw.
That was so much fun. And that whole series is so bingeable. Can I please implore you, if you like this podcast and you don't listen to Harry Potter and the Boys, you probably will enjoy it a lot. There's so many funny moments across the 30 episodes or 30 odd episodes that there are. Go and binge it. Let me know your thoughts. Get on board. Get up to date for book two. That'd be amazing. There will also be a mic talks on this feed on Friday with one of my really good and funny friends, Jackie Hatton. Had a great time hanging out with Jackie the other week. I hope she'll be like a semi-regular mic talks and Harry Potter and the Boys guest. She's a stand-up comedian. We talked a bunch about the one thing that sticks out for me is how she downloaded a sex mod for The Sims because she wanted to experience her Sims having sex, like an unfiltered sex mod. We talk a bit about it in this little teaser grab. That'll be out on Friday, and a few more mic talks on their way. If you want to recommend someone that you think might be good on mic talks, please do so. Here's a little grab.
You can download a mod that gives them genitals. But when I downloaded it, I didn't know this came with it. So I was just playing my family with Jackie. She's in her house, beautiful house, big windows. This guy comes on the lot called Tom Peeper.
Did you make him?
No.
Oh, so he's just an auto-generated sim.
He's an NPC. He just turns up and he comes out and he comes to my window and I'm like, what the hell? I just was like ignoring him.
This is the Jackie in the game.
The Jackie in the game. Sorry, when I talk about my Sims character, I talk about it as if it's happening
you.
To me.
Yeah, you do. Really fun chat. That'll be out on Friday. Looking forward to you hearing it. All of this goes up on the YouTube channel. Subscribe there. Thumbs up the videos. Comment on the videos, particularly for 20th Century Boy, because it's more content from you guys that I can use on the show. So please comment, thumbs up, share the podcast, review the podcast. That goes such a long way. And then the best way to support, of course, is patreon.com/radiomike, or pick up a shirt that Radio Hayden didn't know existed over on the website, radiomike.com.au/merch. Heaps of channels to support me. Really appreciate your support. Oh, one more plug. I also put up a compilation episode bonus on this feed of a bunch of my spots on 3AW Afternoon Radio, talking movies and TVs with DD Dunleavy. That'll be the episode probably below this one. So, yeah, thank you so much. That's the end of the episode. My name's been Radio Mike. This podcast has been the inside of my mind. Don't block the MDF. I'm a very kind young man, and some of your older staff can learn a lot from me. Don't lie to me, because I'll see you in the Dream Factory later tonight. Will Kennedy finish your farm project? Oh my god, you got a second Yahtzee. See you later. Did I miss any video exclusive thing happening on the YouTube now? Catch you guys.
This episode of 20th Century Boy was sponsored by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Head to manscaped.com and use the code RADIOMIKE for 20% off your next purchase and free worldwide shipping. That's code RADIOMIKE with no spaces for 20% off your next purchase at manscaped.com. Thanks for listening. Now go and shave your bloody balls. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.